Interrupters tickets for the big show at the Stone Pony Summer Stage this May up for grabs tomorrow. Dateline Denmark and Danish banks have recorded a new record when it comes to bank robberies for 2022.
Wow.
You ready for this? Danish banks report the first year on record with zero bank robberies.
What?
None. Zero. That's it. None.
They had no bank robberies.
Not a single person walked into a bank with a bag, a note, a ski mask. Not a single person showed up with a gun or a bomb or some other threat.
What country?
This is Denmark.
Denmark. Yeah. Very peaceful, huh?
Yeah. Well, what this means is between late fees, ATM fees, interest rates, and early withdrawal fees, it's the banking system that's doing the robbing. Just it's the other way around.
That's amazing.
Thank you very much.
Denmark.
By contrast, the last 2 years in America, there were about 1,700 bank robberies. Woohoo! USA! Woohoo!
700?
1,700.
1,700! USA!
Damn. 1,700.
We get it done,
man. Bank robbery situation, we really get it done.
Now, is this wrong? Is this evil?
Probably.
When I say
is
that,
it coming out of your mouth? Probably.
Well,
is it the no sweat news? Definitely.
Just because there's part of me that's kind of proud that in America we're still robbing banks, because it makes me think of Jesse James and Billy the Kid and people like that. And I kind of like that era.
But to get back to the headline of zero bank robberies in Denmark, some people say the trend towards a cashless society leads to less cash on hand at banks, so people don't risk it. Right?
The thing I also love about Denmark, they invented the Danish, and that's a beautiful little breakfast treat.
Did they? I don't know that. If they did, God bless them.
I don't know, actually.
But I do like the joke.
I mean, a Danish is good.
I mean, the Danes are called either the Danish. Now, here you go. I'm going to save you money on today's No Sweat News. This is quality advice from me to you. Practical way for you to save money. If you're like me, I just bought a new calendar to cover 2023 and all my business details.
I gotta get on that.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, you will be able to use your 2022 calendar again.
We can, because I actually have a really good Star Wars 2022 calendar.
In the year 2022 calendar, you will be able to use it again in 2033, because it takes about 6 or 11 years for the days to come all the way around and repeat themselves. So you will be able to use in 2033 your 2022 calendar. There you go. I just saved you $15.
10 years from now.
10 years from now. You're welcome. You can thank me now.
I'm not as excited as I was at the beginning of that story.
You're welcome.
Not really.
You're welcome.
I thought you were going to say we could use it this year.
Well,
we have to wait a decade for your stupid little thing.
Well, had you saved your calendar from 10 years ago, you could use it this year.
You know what? I'm going to save $1.20 per year and then buy the $15 calendar in 2033 like a civilized individual.
So the only problem with using your calendar over again is, one, you got all your business detail in it from 10 years ago.
Yeah.
But some of the days off, like President's Day, won't be the same.
Oh. So.
And now... This is fantastic. You're going to love this. There's a popular toy that was sold for babies at Walmart that a lot of people gave for the holidays.
Yeah.
That was supposed to tell jokes to toddlers.
Oh, that's great.
You know, you get it looks like a TV remote control, and when you press the button, it tells your toddler a joke.
Oh, I like that.
It's called the Lindsay Joke Teller.
The Lindsay joke teller?
Sadly, it's telling some off-color jokes
to
toddlers. And here now is one of the jokes that it has been telling. This one is not so bad, but...
How many Catholic priests are required to screw a light bulb into its socket? Two. One to do the screwing and one to hear the confession.
Oh, my Lord.
That's a joke for a toddler.
God.
Out of...
Wait a second. Did I just hear that properly?
Uh-huh. Wait till you hear the second one.
This is a kid's toy.
That's sold
not
in
something that
Walmart.
Okay.
that Artie Lang invented?
Well, I thought this was like a Spencer Gifts item that you give to an adult at like a Secret Santa. This is a legit kid's toy.
Here's the...
my Lord.
Here's the one that really got some parents a little more concerned. It has to do with,
Do you know why the chicken... A man and his son were riding in the car. You'll never guess what makes a clip-clop, clip-clop, bang-bang, clip-clop, clip-clop, clip-clop noise.
Do you know what makes a clip-clop, clip-clop, bang, clip-clop, clip-clop noise?
I don't. I have no idea.
Ready?
Yeah.
An Amish drive-by shooting.
Oh, my God. That is awful.
So, this poor,
that is
poor mom
wrong.
Was sitting around Christmas morning. And they got
laughing at the joke, by the way. I want to be on the record right now on the radio and say, I am not laughing at the clip-clop bang-bang joke. Yes, I am laughing at the scenario of a child opening this gift and the parents being horrified.
Sitting around Christmas morning, everybody's opened their gifts and like, oh, we had a great Christmas. Grandma gave this really cool joke teller to go ahead, Sandy, press the button and you get the clip clock Amish drive-by shooting and everyone drops their eggnog.
No, first of all, no kid is gonna understand what the hell that joke even means. Secondly, the hell happened? Why are the Amish people?
They don't have guns, I don't think.
Yeah.
Oh.
Maybe they're thinking the Amish folks won't find out because it's, you know, run on electricity, this toy. I don't know. This isn't a good. That's a bad thing.
You can get it at Walmart. Go ahead.
No kid's toy should be telling jokes like that. The kid's toy jokes is. I'll give you a kid's toy. What goes 99 thump, 99 thump, 99 thump?
Yeah.
A centipede with a wooden leg.
I like that one.
That's a kid's joke.
Right.
What do witches eat at the beach?
Yep.
A sandwich.
See,
that's a kid's joke.
So you don't like the drive-by shooting jokes?
I don't care for that.
All right,
for a child, not for an adult.
You call yourself a Christmas morning celebrant.
Now, at the same time, I still would like to know the name of the toy because I might get this as a present for Gots next year.
And there it is. I see this going around a grab bag or two. You sick SOBs.
Because this is...
A company in Japan made it but called Lindsay. So look for the Lindsay toy joke.
How do you spell Lindsay?
L-I-N-S-A-Y. I don't want to bump. But it's available in Walmart in the toy aisle.
You'll be seeing me at Walmart later today.
That's the note...
No. I want to be clear. I disapprove of this kid, this toy for kids. For adults, it's actually kind of hysterical.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas, one and all. Drive-by shooting.
Oh, boy.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.